6 things I would do differently if I were a school student this year. All right, here we go. Number 1, come up there. I'd celebrate being young and alive rather than being bored by hating school. It's easier to say now than it was back then. But can I tell you something? As big as the assignment and responsibilities that are on you right now as young people, it is really, truly a time to celebrate being alive. Our kids are stressing too much. Relax. Enjoy life. Enjoy being in school. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but I promise it can be done. Number 2, I'd go to school every day to learn a subject, not to pass a test, right? You do your homework, you prepare for the test. They're important, but it's more important to learn than to just pass. Our society is full of people who've passed tests, but are not all that efficient at what they do. And so I would just say, okay, so you win some, you lose some. And I guess I wouldn't stress about the grade so much, and it's easy for me to say, but I wouldn't stress about the grade as much as that I was learning. Because when I look back, there were times when I was behind, I was getting lost, and I wasn't catching up, you know? It would have been more important for me to learn the material and catch up than to get the best grade. Amen? It works. It works. And number 3, I'd make reading skills one of my first priorities, not my last. Because so much learning comes from reading. I never successfully read any book in school from cover to cover and comprehended what I learned by reading that until I was out of school. And it was actually when Judy and I were planning to get married that I'm like, I don't know how to be married. And I went and I bought a book on being married. And I read it from cover to cover. Didn't take notes, but it was the first book that I really appreciated. Today I have a library of thousands of books that I've read. And I can just tell you that when I read that first book, it unlocked education for me. Reading is huge. It's really, really important. You don't have to be a speed reader. Just one who can read and comprehend and apply what you've learned. Okay? We good? How we doing? There'll be a test. Number 4. I'd stop trying to fit in by leaving Jesus at home. I'd take him with me. See, when I was in school, I grew up in a Christian home. I not only grew up in a Christian home, I grew up in a Christian church that believed in the miracles of God. And there were miracles that happened, and there were all kinds of things that happened in the environment of our church services. And honestly, I was, if you really pressed me, I was embarrassed. I was thinking, if my friends at school knew what we worshiped like at church, they'd never be my friends. So there were a lot of times when I left Jesus at home because it's just easier not to go there. So I was in school in the 60s, so many of my friends have died a long time ago from drug overdoses, alcoholism. A lot of those kids had car accidents. A lot of those kids that were really, really popular, the ones that I was afraid to share Jesus with, they're gone. And I can honestly say that since I graduated from school, there's been less than a dozen of those kids in my class of 300, almost 400 graduates, less than a dozen I've seen since then. So the kids that I worried about impressing, they weren't a part of the rest of my life. I'm telling you what, Jesus is so good. I just wouldn't try to fit in. I'd just take him along. And if you're a little embarrassed by the way we worship around here, just get used to it, because sooner or later they're going to come to you and ask you for answers. And I've lived long enough to see that. The ones we're trying to impress the most have the least answers of all. So I'd stop trying to fit in by leaving Jesus at home. I'd take him everywhere I went with me. Yeah? All right. Number five. I'd stop stressing out over things that I can't control. Instead, I would talk to Jesus about everything. We can be... adults, we're struggling with so much stress right now, and we don't realize it. We're pushing it down on our students. We're not trying to. We don't mean to, but they're feeling it. And so they're carrying more stress than any generation has ever carried. It's no wonder that the depression rate is so high. It's no wonder that all the statistics that are going in the wrong direction are going in the wrong direction. So I'm just going to tell you, young people, I'd stop stressing over things that I just can't control. Pastor Rich, do you believe in climate change? I believe in God. He created this place. I believe that we'll be okay till he calls us home. Are there changes that might need to be made? Well, that's above my pay grade, right? You know, just going to tell you that I'd stop stressing over things I just can't control. But I would talk to Jesus about everything that concerns me. Everything that... See, so much of stress is controllable if we hand it over to the Lord. And just, you know, we just say, God, I can't run the universe. I can't run the planet. I can't tell you if another pandemic is coming. I can't tell you if all the frogs are going to get sick and die. But I know who created the universe. And I believe he knows me. I believe he knows you. Even as a Christian, we sang about the holiness of God. God knows. You and I have no clue what holiness really is. We have no clue. We have nothing to give him, nothing to offer. There's no bargaining here. It's all one way. If he turned his back on us, we'd be lost. But he didn't, and he won't. He loves us. He sent his son to prove it. So, just put my stress and worry in the Lord's hand. Yeah, right. Number six, last, I'd give up trying to be popular, and I'd make three good friends, hopefully ones that will stay with me for life. I was in a men's meeting one time, and the guy leading the men's group said, and there was a dozen people in this home group, a dozen people, and the guy leading the group said, most men do not have one friend that they can call a good friend, that they can count on. In any season, most men don't have one. And I'm like, And I'm starting to take a little bit of inventory. And a guy leaned over to me and he said, "Pastor, would you be my friend? You make three good friends and be impressive to them and forget the rest." Now, I'm not giving up on them. I'm not saying that. Don't try to be popular. Just try to have three good friends. Friends who won't lead you astray. Friends who are going the same direction you are. Friends who will have your back. And you know what? You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. So, these are a couple things I'd do if I had the chance to go back to school.